Welcome to Happy Neighbors.
Hello, hello.
I'm Michael Sapp, and I'm here with
Antonio Cipollari,
Jared Giddens,
Jacob Gibbs,
Jesse Priest.
All right, guys. It's been a pretty fun weekend. I tried something new recently.
Oh, God.
I'm going to try to get this up on the screen. I hadn't done this before.
Hang on.
See if y'all can see this.
Oh, he went to captain's.
Have y'all had this?
I've been wanting to try that.
Well, hold on. Is that a pickle?
I told the kids about this and they didn't believe me.
It's a pickle sandwich.
Yeah. They call it a pickle witch.
Pickle witch.
Jimmy John's.
So did you like
it? Did you try it? That was from you?
That was from me. I went in there and so got it.
Get that pickle witch.
Man, okay. It was... First off, it's a lot of pickle. You know, it's kind of hard to eat. I was struggling with it a little bit.
Really?
That's what she said.
I was going to say it. Thankfully, somebody said it for me.
He wouldn't stop. He just left it there. He's like, kept going. I'm like, okay, you're asking for it now. I'm going to say it.
Wait. Go back.
That's cool, though, man.
Go back to that last picture real quick.
Was it
that
good?
That was half the pickle.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. I mean, that don't look bad to me.
I ain't going to lie.
I think I'd
like
it.
If you like pickles, you're probably going to like this.
Yeah.
But as far as like a meal, I don't think I would recommend it.
So did they hollow it out any, or did they just cut it in half?
Yeah, it's hollowed out.
Okay. So that it's not all the pickle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hollowed out.
That would be a lot of pickle.
What all is it dressed with?
That's what I was wondering.
Well, I mean, it's like a sandwich. It's got cheese. You can get the turkey or the Italian. I think there's like an Italian version. But it's turkey, cheese, tomato, lettuce.
Like mustard? Is that what you put on there?
I put mustard on it. Yeah. And they got some. But man, it's different.
I'm not a pickle guy, so
if you're not a pickle guy, then
no,
you're not gonna like this.
Pickles, man, I'm not gonna eat a whole jar.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was.
It was
worth
right
a try once, man. I don't know.
I'm biting my tongue. I can't.
There's a lot to say about it, you know?
I know.
So, yeah, I think the biggest thing for me, too, was like, it comes up to, if you round up, about $9.
$9 for a pickle sandwich?
I think for me, I would rather have the full, you know, half sandwich or whatever you get at Jimmy John's.
$9?
I don't really think that's terrible, though.
A jar of pickles, like the big jars, like $8.
Yeah. I'd rather just go home and make it myself.
A pack of ham.
Yeah,
you can get a pack of ham for 98 cents at the North Walmart. That's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna get me a food truck and start making pickle sandwiches.
Oh, you know what?
$9 a
killing doing that though.
Yeah, there's not a pickle truck.
Call it Jacob's Pickles.
No, there's not a pickle truck. It could be like the Oscar Mayer Wiener truck, but it'd just be a big pickle.
Be a big pickle.
I'm gonna name it. I got worms. Like the Muttmobile, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I got pickles. How about that?
Why are we going down this road?
Hey, and those little pickle pops? See, the juice, you make those little pickle pops, you sell those for a quarter.
Yeah.
Dude, a jar of pickles is worth $100 probably.
Yep. Yeah.
If you made sandwiches and did the juice
Kids love pickle juice.
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. It's good for you.
Do you use the pickle juice to marinate your chicken?
Huh. No, but I have heard that.
Because that's what they supposedly say. That's what Chick-fil-A does.
Yeah.
They use pickle juice to marinate their chicken. And I've done it, and it's actually really good.
I never thought about that. It does sound good,
Pickle pops.
Because you don't like pickles, though, right?
I don't like to eat pickles.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they're on my hamburger, I'll eat it. But I'm just not going to go get a jar of pickles and just start eating them.
Do you get, like, a burger or chicken sandwich without pickles?
Nope. I'll have it. If it's on there, it's on there.
Okay.
Yeah, so like if you go to Chick-fil-A,
I guess what I'm saying is I don't go buy jars of pickles and just sit there and eat pickles.
I'm not a pickle eater
like that.
If you're grilling out and you're making hamburgers, do you get a jar of pickles to put on your hamburger?
There's pickles in my house because my kids like them. So if anybody wants to add a pickle, they can.
Do you add a pickle?
No. My hamburgers.
You're going deal though, right?
I mean, but see, I like bread and butter.
Oh God, no! I can't do it. Pickles, yes. But
hang on, what are we talking
deal.
About?
Deal.
Bread and butter.
Yeah, deal for sure.
Either one is good.
No.
What, you like bread and butter?
No.
If you get the spicy bread and butter,
Wickles, like a Wickle.
Put that on.
I like Wickles, but that's about as bread and butter as I go.
Game changer, man. Because you get that nice sweetness.
No, I don't want the sweet. No.
I don't either.
No.
But the tanginess of the spice on top of the burger. Y'all don't know what you want.
Why are we talking about food right before lunch?
You want a deal.
Every time we do a podcast.
Let's save the eating to the end.
Yeah.
Listen.
Oh, and also, I finally went back and got the joke about the duck wings.
Oh, what do you mean?
Gosh.
Y'all been talking about the duck wings?
Yeah.
I didn't know the joke until I went back and watched the skit.
What's the joke?
The ones from Sportsman's Light.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jared.
Is it the ones from Sportsman's Light?
Yeah.
Those things are good.
Oh.
They're tasty.
You never had duck wings, Jared?
No. Y'all lost me.
Oh, duck, he's talking about that TikTok video, that little skit.
Yeah, little skit.
Where me and Jesse got to eat the wings.
What are you talking about? Skit. Those were actual duck wings.
I know, and they were good, too.
Yeah.
Where'd you get them?
Sportsman's Light.
Sportsman's Light. Fresh.
Brought them from home. Cooked it up.
Hold on. Tony, just stop for a second. I don't know what you're talking about. Jared, what do you mean you just now got the joke?
Okay. He just now understood that we were eating chicken wings, but it was supposed to be duck wings from Sportsman's Light.
No, y'all kept making the joke in the podcast, and I didn't know what y'all were talking about.
Because you hadn't seen the video.
I never watched the video, so I finally saw the video, and then I got the joke.
That just goes to show he's a real fan of my Coleman TV, ain't he?
Listen. On the notification thing, and it says, "Do you want to be notified?" I go, "Nope,
I'm done.
Don't allow."
But yeah, Michael keeps tagging me and everything, so I automatically get to see it anyway.
Man,
so.
Nobody would see any of this if I didn't tag you guys.
There goes your Chick-fil-A right there.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep. From farm to table.
Literally.
They might as well just have them in aquariums of pickle juice.
They should sell them at Walmart, you used to go pick out your lobsters and stuff.
Hey, that'd be pretty good.
I miss those days.
If Walmart was like an open market.
You could get a fish at Walmart?
You used to get birds.
Yeah, why did they take the fish out?
The fish are gone.
Why'd they do that?
I don't know.
Why did they do that?
I used to like just walking in there and looking at them.
That was the best part.
That was part of my trip to Walmart.
We used to walk through there, and you'd be surprised at how many jump out.
What, fish?
There would be some
there would
on the
be
floor.
Some dead fish on the floor.
A couple of zebra fish and a few of those neon
and
ones.
Boys like walk by and just kicking under the shell.
Don't y'all know how many too those poor fish, how many times they seen kids' faces like in the thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's but looking at them through the glass, you know.
Why are you sleeping? From Nemo.
Man, back in the day, that had to be the worst position you could have in Walmart is the pet person, right? Cleaning out those fish tanks, man.
No.
I
thought I was crazy because the one in Coleman used to have birds when it was behind B-Dubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they have birds? I don't remember them having birds.
Did they? Sounds right to me. I think birds.
One of the Walmarts around here had birds.
We had a pet alligator. I had a pet alligator.
Where do you get an alligator?
Y'all remember Water and Wings or Wings and Water up here by the bowling alley?
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother, we put in $35 a piece, bought a Cayman alligator.
Oh my God.
They're about as fun as a goldfish.
You know, really. How did it end?
It died.
In the pond?
Yeah. We put it in one of those big horse troughs. You know what I'm talking about? Made him like some rocks and whatnot. And then we go buy the feeder fish from Walmart, throw them in there. It was pretty fun to watch him for a little while, but you couldn't do nothing with him.
How big did he get?
Huh?
How big did he get?
What, 18 inches maybe? Mm. Something like that.
That's not that bad.
He's not that big, no. His head was small and everything. He could take your finger off, is what they said. Like, take skin off. I didn't ever figure it out. I never did get close enough. My brother actually did pick it up once, though. And then we tried to figure out how he was going to let go of it.
Hey, you know, you've always wanted to catch a shark until you do.
Until you do. That's what you said.
I've never wanted to catch a shark.
No, I was just at the beach, and that's not what I thought about. It's like, I'm going to go out the ocean and catch a shark.
You never You never gone to Muscle Shoals, like, you know what?
The Coleman people, man, they've been
Muscle Shoals. There's sharks in Muscle Shoals.
I mean, Gulf Shores. Alligators, Muscle Shoals.
No, Gulf Shores?
Alligators. Alligators, yeah.
I thought you were talking about sharks. Oh,
Alabama's from Muscle Shoals.
Tony, Jesse's got us on the sharks, man. Yeah, I know. You're about 5 minutes behind.
No, we're gonna have a second toy box now. Tony's added his toy box to the show.
No, I really don't need a box.
You and Gibbs are gonna be put over there in the corner with y'all's toys and just play.
I'm going off what
we were talking about.
Jesse said,
hold on. Tony's 5 minutes behind. Jared's 3 weeks behind.
Actually, like 4 months.
4 months behind.
It's really bad. I just kept laughing at the joke. And I was like, what do they keep talking about?
Jared's over there just like.
So I went watching. It's like, I got it now. Okay. I was bored. I was on the plane. Had nothing to do. So I
turned down it. So you finally watched our videos when you were bored on a plane?
Yeah.
That's a good time to do.
Listen, they've got Wi-Fi now on planes for the whole trip. So, like, you can play on your TikTok and do all that stuff.
Is it free or you still got to pay for it?
Free. It's free.
It is free now?
I'm a Sky Mile member anyways.
Oh, so. Mr. Fancy Pants. Yes.
It's free. Yeah. It costs no money.
Didn't know he was in here with Jason Bourne.
Fancy Pants Rich McGee over here.
Sitting at the back of the plane.
He's got all of his passports, his briefcase.
No, I don't got a passport.
You don't even have a passport?
I do have one. It's just expired.
Do you get to go to those fancy rooms at the airport?
God, do you know how much that expensive that is?
No, of course not. I've never been.
You have a VIP access.
Like, if you just wanted it, like, for a trip, if something happened, you had a delay, let's say Atlanta, because I fly Delta. So everything goes to Atlanta, and then from Atlanta, wherever you go. Man, and I had a big delay one time, and I walked up, and I was like, well, how much? And they were like, $200. I was like,
To go in the room for
the day. Well, and because you got to pay a membership. You're supposed to pay a membership. So you got to pay the membership.
I haven't flown in 20 years.
Well, it still sucks.
I was 12 when I first flew.
Where'd you go?
My dad was working in Miami, actually, like Fort Lauderdale. So, like, you can't get any further in Miami than there.
Yep.
And we flew from, like, Birmingham to Atlanta or something, and then from Atlanta down. It is funny how they do take trips like that.
Did you know that the city of Birmingham turned down the rights for holding Delta Airlines? So the Atlanta airport should actually be in Birmingham. The Delta hub should be in Birmingham.
Huh.
But they turned it down. They didn't want it.
This must have been, like, years ago.
Long time ago.
Flight trips are funny though. Sometimes you'll go like west or something, then turn around and go
to come back.
Yeah.
I've never understood that.
I hated flying.
I don't get it. Like there was people saying they flew from Texas to Atlanta to go to Oklahoma. I don't get how that can be cheaper, but I don't know.
It's a trick, but you got to do it right. Some people will, like, let's say I'm wanting to go out to Washington. I'll fly out to California. Like, I have to do, like, a connecting flight to, like, somewhere else. And instead of, like, getting on that connecting flight, I just get off and miss the flight. And it's cheaper that way sometimes.
Yes, I've heard that.
Whoa. Mm. I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah.
Fighting the system.
But you've got to do it right, and you can't say that you're doing it.
But if you get caught,
you're
out. They'll get you. They'll throw you out.
Okay, like, but now let me tell you a scenario that's going to happen on podcast. I'm going to have to fly in the next 3 years, probably. Now.
Yeah. Why?
Oh, just because Tony said this.
You're going to try it?
No, I'm just saying that.
I want to fly with you.
The cards of my life, now that Tony has spoken into existence, I'm going to have to fly. And I'm going to miss all my flights because I hate airports.
You don't like it.
Atlanta airport's the worst.
One time. It was so bad I didn't like it so much that I begged. We had round trip tickets. Me, my mom, and brother flying out to see my dad, hang out. And then he was going to be down there in Miami for 2 more weeks, and then he was coming home. Miami. I begged, pleaded, stilled, borrowed to not put me back on that
you
plane.
You wanted to drive.
So I stayed for 2 weeks with my dad while he worked in Miami and came home when he came home.
Hey.
Because I was by not car? Getting back. Flying. On, yeah.
Okay.
And that was last year?
No. It was 20 years ago.
I'm not going to make fun of nobody for getting scared, man.
Now, what really? Scares, what scares you?
Yeah, what Jacob? Scares you?
Dude, I got a story for real.
I know. I've been waiting since you brought it up.
So I've had an MRI before, you know, I've been having all these neck problems. So I've had an MRI before, right? Never at the hospital. I had this other one over here. I'm claustrophobic just like terribly. So we get, so the first time I had one, you just laid in there. There was no nothing. You just laid real still. They put me in there. I was in there about 5 minutes. When I went to the hospital, man, they called me in there. They're like, you going to be all right? You claustrophobic? I'm like, no, I'm good, man. I've had one.
Why did you say that?
Well, I've already done this. Yeah. You know? And I'm looking at this
he
thing.
He thought they were all the
you're
same.
You're extremely claustrophobic. Yeah, they're, why would you tell them you're
well,
not?
I told them even over the phone because they called like 3 times. They're like,
yeah,
you know, you're claustrophobic. I'm like, yeah, pretty bad, but I've had an MRI. When I get to the hospital, man, I'm telling you, I go in there and I sit down. Of course, the guy starts like IV, you know. I lay back and they put me in this like it's got like a little head trough, you know.
Yeah.
And they started shoving this foam in there. Still no big deal, right? About that time, man, he closes like this face mask looking deal and pulls this lever across, and it goes. It honestly goes. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, oh, you're locked my in.
Like, I'm bolted in.
You're locked in there.
And he says, "I'm just going to push you in to measure you." I'm like, hey, whoa. I can't move. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey. So he undoes it. And I mean, I'm talking about I sat right up. And he's standing there like Jesse, you know. I'm like, dude, you're not going to put a heart monitor on me? And he's like, no. I'm like, man, I'm like, please, dude. Like, I'm telling you, like, I'm about to die. He's like, well, I thought you would, you know, are you that claustrophobic? I was like, man, just don't buckle that thing over my face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's like, I can't. Because you can't move at all. Your neck and head cannot move. So I'm like, oh, my God, man. So I'm really thinking, like, all the times recently I've told my kids, like, go down that slide. It ain't
you
scary. Why are you scared?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I'm like, how long did you say it was going to take? He said it would take about 25 minutes the first time.
Oh, man.
The first time?
The first time in.
The first time?
So I tell him, I said, look, I'm just going to close my eyes. He said, I'll put a towel over your face. I said, for the love of God, don't do that, please. So anyway, so I just end up closing my eyes. He puts the thing on me. I'm in there. I'm probably in there like 10 minutes before I open my eyes. Okay, I swear, I start thinking. The first thing that comes to my mind is I'm like, breathe. You're going to pass out. You know what I mean? Breathe. These people might not even be able to see you. You're in this tunnel. I started like thinking of Chevy Chase and National Lampoon's like locked up in that attic.
Oh, and the Christmas vacation.
Yeah, he's watching up. Those films of his kids. So I'm thinking like back of my kids, you know, I'm like, Lord, please don't let me die in here. You know, all this kind of stuff and everything. Well, he ends up bringing me out. So, you know, we're done with a 25-minute session or whatever. So he's like, you good? I was like, just unbuckle me for a second, man. I got to like move for a second. You know what I'm talking about? Like I've been strapped. He's like, no, man, don't do that, because if you sit up, we're going to have to go through it all again. Just go. It's only going to be about 10 minutes. So I'm like, you know what, man, I can do this. I'm like, put me in there, dude. I ain't going to close my eyes. I'm brave, you know? Dude, y'all, they pulled
me. You cried like a baby.
When I started going in, they probably only had me like 2 foot in the machine. And I'm panicking, thinking inside of this pipe. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because you can't see. You're buckled. So, I mean, you can't see out how far you are in there.
Yeah.
But the second time when they brought me in, literally, they brought me in like that far, like 2 feet. I'm thinking, I was sitting here panicking, and from the chest down was still in the room with everybody. You know what I'm talking about? You know, it feels like you go in there forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
dude,
yeah.
I hated it. It scared me so bad, man.
But you're done.
I got to have neck surgery, but yeah.
But, so. Yeah.
Man.
Got cervical stenosis.
It sounds like something vaginal.
It does,
though. I'm not going to lie. All right. Like, that sounds kind of.
Mr. Pickle Man.
I know.
That sounds kind of gynecological. doesn't it?
Oh, God.
Jacob, which end did they have you in?
Well, I know the brain x-ray come back didn't show anything. My brain MRI, it didn't show nothing. They said it was all good.
We knew there was nothing in there.
The first MRI you ever did, was it the Coleman open MRI?
It was the, it was actually at Heritage. But Heritage got a new machine, so they wanted me to
It's more open.
Yeah, and they don't buckle your head down.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mine's just been because of the MRI they needed you to have. They had to keep you still.
Right, yeah. For brain MRI and neck MRI, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so. Okay.
It was weird because the week before you, I had to go get that weird thing done.
Yeah.
What an MRI?
Whoa.
What kind of procedures do we have going on over here, guys? What's in the water out there?
Yeah. It says county boys paying. It says county boys for paying for beating all them city boys up back in the day.
Yeah. That's right. That's what it was.
We're finally paying for it.
Fluoride in our water.
It's all that fluoride. Jeez.
No, I got the.
That's funny. We were just talking about that driving back from Jacksonville. Because certain towns you went through, you could smell the fluoride in the town. And it was so. And we were talking.
I do not know what fluoride smells like.
I don't either. What do you mean you can smell
it? So you can actually identify it? Like,
yeah.
Like,
it smells like sewage. It's got a stink to it.
Are you sure that's not like just sewage?
I think so.
Like rotten egg? Hey Siri,
it ain't sulfur.
Listen,
you're thinking of sulfur.
I'm thinking of sulfur.
You're thinking of sulfur.
Yeah, never mind. Cut that out.
No,
cut that whole segment out.
No, keep it in.
Man, it was 10 hours in a car yesterday driving back. I'm still like
the stuff in
my
toothpaste.
Brain's not working right now.
You can smell the stuff in toothpaste.
That's great.
Are you a bloodhound or something?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I can smell gingivitis. When I go through certain towns. Yeah.
That was so good. Now it's got to stay in.
Way to go, jackass.
Oh, that was great.
So that's what's in Walker County. I remember.
Oh, man.
Okay,
oh,
enough man. Laughing at me. Let's go back to Michael.
Oh, man.
So what kind of procedure did you have done?
Jesse?
Regular procedure? I don't know if the world knows, but if you keep up with anything with me, I have blood clots in my lungs. Oh, my lungs grow blood clots. And so, I had to do, it's called a VQ. So I had to go in there, and they put a mask on me, and I breathe in this radiation stuff.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah, I was paranoid. I don't like that.
Jeez.
So I had to breathe that in for 10 minutes, and then lay on a table, and they did chest x-rays. And, there's an MRI machine in the room, too, but there's these giant solar looking panels that are almost touching your body, and they do 360 degrees. So then they set me up, and that took 15 minutes. So then they set me up, and they're like, okay, now we're going to inject you with the same thing IV wise to check your blood flow through your body. And you got to be very still, you can't move. Like, I had to lay with my arms up here.
Really?
Yeah,
It makes everything glow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had a bone scan in high school because my lower back, I lost feeling during the basketball game of my legs. Yeah.
You play basketball?
That's from watching the microwave. Yeah. Ain't that what they say?
Yeah. Waiting on my hot pockets.
Yeah.
Do you know what's crazy, though? Think about Jesse. Sings all the time. Like, your lungs have got to be, so healthy. You know what I mean? And his is making, you know what I mean?
I don't know, though. You were a welder, right?
Yeah, for a while. Yeah.
You breathe in some stuff, don't you? That's a serious...
But I don't know that it was so much as that as if it wasn't a byproduct of the 19 vid.
Oh, yeah.
Jess, my wife, the other day, and she was having like this thing came up behind her ear, like this knot thing or whatever. And the doctor in the ER, like it was bad. She was really hurting. And
damn, man, that was fast. I'm sorry. I just gotta say,
they processed the chicken fast.
Oh,
it's holy crap,
man, that is efficient. They're probably already at Chick-fil-A.
Wouldn't you
have
to be the one left in there? That one chicken that got forgotten.
God.
You survived.
You don't know.
Yeah, you survived.
No. You don't know how they take chicken those chickens escape? Out.
What's that they cartoon movie?
I see that.
Chicken run.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That was too funny.
So they put her on all these antibiotics because they told her that she may or may not have to be put in the hospital for it.
Hmm.
She's like, or because they're like, you know, it's super like.
So was it her tooth?
It's an infection. No, it
was wasn't her tooth at all. It's just infection.
I think it's kind of like cellulitis or something almost.
Gingivitis.
So just close.
Could you smell it?
No, it wasn't gingivitis. But it's so close to your head that they can't, you know.
I do notice you're eating a lot of good pineapple.
Yeah, pineapple's good, man. That's my breakfast soup.
I saw Tony the other day at Walmart. He had a bunch of pineapples upside down in his
shopping
buggy.
Was he swinging away?
Yeah, I didn't know what was up with that.
Wrong.
I don't think they should our TikTok, man.
Where is it? We just got a warning. Where you live?
Where do I live?
Yeah.
I'm not telling you where I live.
It's easy. Right,
it was written on his buggy. He had the address right there on the side. Tony, what's up with the pineapples? Tell us about it.
Are we going to go down this road?
You had a lot to talk about. I want to hear it.
A lot to talk about pineapples.
I got flagged too.
Other than the fact that apparently on per TikTok that a pineapple means
upside pineapple.
No, I thought it was just straight up pineapple.
Yeah.
But upside down means we're down.
With
it's
what?
A swingers thing.
Weird.
So you see a lot of it in like old homes in Florida. So apparently,
what?
Yeah,
I really do think that's
sounds
true.
Like
actually,
the dad is trying to give the talk to a kid. Him over there, son.
What
happened?
They'll learn everything off YouTube nowadays.
I already know.
So. Yeah.
YouTube or TikTok?
Yeah,
I think it's called.
No, that is blocked in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, Meemaw got mad. Meemaw got mad. Shut that off, man. Yeah, somebody ticked her off.
Somebody made her mad.
Oh my god.
She shut that down, hadn't she?
Yeah, she gets X videos, and I know some people's gonna be mad.
Speaking of that, did y'all see the new Wicked dolls that came out?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
No.
So the movie Wicked came out with a doll. On the back, it shows a website. Okay. The website is www.themovienamed.com.
Yeah, the movie name.
Gotcha.
But it's supposed to say www.wickedmovie.com.
Yeah, okay. Somebody's getting fired.
But somebody left out movie.
Oh, and it's a bad site.
Yeah.
Oh man,
I've been seeing it all over like TikTok and stuff. But you know, if you would have probably bought them dolls right now,
be worth a fortune.
Yeah, because they're
keep them in their bag, Mattel, and everything. Don't touch them.
Yeah. Mattel said we encourage parents to throw the packaging out. And
Blah, blah, blah.
I might just go to Walmart right now and buy them a couple.
See if you can find them. I bet you can't find them. They probably took them things.
Hey, listen, go in the back. You know they're in the back somewhere. Go find them.
You work there, don't you?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Pregnant Barbies? Somebody told me they have pregnant Barbies. Is that true?
Don't you have a daughter?
Me?
Yeah, she
don't play Barbies.
Oh, okay.
Where is she?
But why Barbie only come out one man?
They haven't. Have you seen the movie?
It's Ken and all those.
Why have you not seen the movie? I haven't seen the movie. So.
They got all the Kens that are different flavors.
There's a Barbie movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
No way.
Yes. Yes. Get out of here. Movie.
Really?
It's supposed to be funny.
Like a real life kind of way.
Yeah. Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. The last time I saw Ken and Barbie in a movie was Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
No lie. I'm telling you the truth, dude. That's the last time I've seen them two.
I can vouch the Barbie movie was boring. I didn't.
You watched it?
I've seen mixed reviews.
I haven't seen it.
I saw
it. I let them all watch it.
It was good. Some people are like, it wasn't the greatest. So.
I'm not that a kid movie. With my feminine.
No, it's by not. No means. It's not.
Nothing's a kid's movie anymore.
Yeah, no. Really, it's not.
Ninja Turtles, that cartoon cuss.
That was a kid's movie, though.
Hey, I saw recently, I don't know if it's true, that they were making a rated R Ninja Turtles. Have y'all seen this? An R rating.
It wouldn't surprise me, though.
Still,
Ninja Turtles?
Ninja Turtles are awesome.
Have y'all heard about this, though?
Can I explain it, please?
Is it The Last Ronin?
We it's got about Moana the coming Ronin. Up.
Yeah, that's it.
The Can Moana you let him explain? He's about to bust a blood vessel in his head.
I'm excited about Moana, too. That should surprise you.
If we go to another topic, he'll just bring it back 5 minutes later.
Y'all should be proud of me. I'm excited Moana 2's coming out. And, and Sonic's coming out December the 27th.
That's better.
7th or he something. Does Yeah, my son's doing Sonic. Countdowns.
Sonic 3.
Yeah, so I do like anime.
I love them.
I like Moana.
That's not anime.
Hey, you're gonna get in trouble. These are the anime people over here.
That's animation.
They love it.
Treading on dangerous ground.
We went to Beetlejuice. Yeah. We went and saw Beetlejuice. Yep.
How was that?
I'm actually gonna say that's okay. It was a good movie.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was.
Has anyone seen Venom?
Not yet.
No, I haven't seen that.
But is that the ending of Venom?
Apparently,
he's going to die.
Allegedly, I don't know.
Venom's done.
The problem with the movie.
Jared's just spoiling it for us.
No, I'm not spoiling. God. I don't know.
I was mad at Michael for spoiling things. Jared over here now. No, so the problem with Sony, what Sony's going through right now is
the problem with Sony. Oh my gosh, one of these guys.
Tell us.
Angry gamer Twitter.
Let me explain Sony. Let me just tell you.
Their business model is all screwed up.
No, it's not their business model. Well, it is a little bit of
Oh, man.
So Sony owns Spider-Man properties, right? Yep. Any Venom, any villain related to Spider-Man, they own it.
Yep.
Who does?
Sony does.
Sony owns it. Even though it's Marvel, Sony owns it.
Like the Sonic. Rights to make.
Yeah. Yeah.
Theater release stuff. Movie.
They had to
Sega.
Pay a fortune.
That's Sega. Right?
Who? Yeah.
Sega has Sonic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, not anymore. Because Nintendo bought out Sega.
Well, there you go. Maybe it's Sony.
Hey, listen, you're wearing your Nintendo shirt. Perfect.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of like that's Disney. Awesome. Disney buys it.
All right, go ahead, though, Tone.
We're sorry for interrupting.
Sony is just making these crappy Spider-Man villains without Spider-Man, and that's what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
They just need to sell the rights back to Disney. And
they're not
going to
make
a fortune out of
that. Because Disney has to pay them a fortune for Spider-Man.
ESPN, man, they do that to folks all the time, dude. Shut up.
Oh, I'm telling
Why
you.
Why does Disney own ESPN? They have no business owning a sports network. Do they not, though? Is that not ridiculous?
Hey, don't make that mouse mad, man.
Yeah, we're about to get flagged.
That mouse is going to
get double flagged.
That mouse is going to be like,
that's the silliest thing ever.
Yeah, in a minute, Goofy's going to kick in the door and take us off.
Okay, this reminds me of the South Park episodes when they're making fun of Disney and Mickey Mouse putting everybody in line.
Mickey Mouse is trying to get all the Infinity Stones
to bring Walt back from his crypto grave.
I love that rumor. He's underneath Disney World right now.
Cryonosis, is that what they call it?
First off, are we live on TikTok?
Yeah, we're live. We're getting flagged like crazy.
We're getting flagged left and right.
There's more penalties on me right now than...
I don't care. I get flagged every time I go live, so I don't care.
Me too. I think they know. They know we're from Holly Pond. They know
God,
we're...
smoke another one.
They know they know we're from Holly Pond, man.
They don't like you county folks.
They don't. The first time I got flagged was because I had a TV on behind me.
Really?
Well, yeah. You should have turned off before you started.
No, I was at a bar, and like, well, that's what I do is I go live from my TikToks at the bar. Man. And there was a TV behind me just playing, I don't know, random TV shows. Yeah. And I got flagged. Then I got flagged because there was a beer poster in that. And I'm like, I'm not promoting Budweiser.
I mean,
but I got flagged. And you got flagged too.
I still can't get over Disney owns ESPN. I mean, that's like Cartoon Network owning MMA fighting. Jacob's
ADHD
fighting.
Is not working.
You know
right
what
now.
I mean? That would be like, honestly, just, think about that.
Listen, they're just
that would be like
companies.
Cartoon Network owning MMA fighting.
I mean, they're just one of those companies.
Yeah, I kind of with you on that.
Yeah,
I don't understand it.
I think Disney should come off of the ESPN. Quit messing with everybody, jacking up our daggum satellite bills. I gotta have Disney and Hulu and Fubu and all this other crap and wear this Disney shirt to be able to get Disney Plus, man. They added a channel. That way you'd have to pay more. They just added another channel.
What channel?
ESPN Plus. Oh, yeah. Never heard of that in my life.
You know what? It's not worth the money.
No,
ESPN
it's not.
Plus
not.
It's not worth it.
Auburn basketball.
I bought ESPN Plus thinking I used to be able to watch football games, and then as soon as I get it, they're like, no, you got to pay for a cable network. Like, you got to buy a subscription to one of them. Yeah. You be able to just, I was like.
I called Dish Network, and let me tell you what Dish Network says. I called them, I'm on hold for like 14 minutes. Like, hey, I was going to see how much ESPN Plus is so we could get the Auburn game, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, do you mind telling me what channel that is? I'm like, hold on a second, let me Google it. So I did. I put her on speakerphone, Google it on my phone. What channel is ESPN Plus on Dish Network? Why I'm on customer service with Dish Network. No lie, swear on everything. And then I told her, I said, it's channel 158 or whatever. She's like, we don't have that channel. I'm like, yeah, I'm seeing that now on Google. I could have saved my 15 minutes and your 1 minute.
I'm about to say, before you ever call customer service, just
but
Google.
At least she knows now that they don't have it.
How do you know she didn't know before that?
That one experience.
And it's 158.
You know? Yeah, if she lied on her resume. They ain't no girl.
Hey, what y'all need to do is start asking ChatGPT questions now that it's connected to the internet for search.
Oh, God. It's connected to the internet?
Yeah, it's connected to the internet, and you can do your own search now on ChatGPT. So.
What does that mean? What's GPT?
So how much is ChatGPT?
It's AI. Is this him trying to say we're done?
I think that's it, guys.
Oh, man.
I think that's it.
You're not nice today.
No, I don't know. I don't know AI.
He's doing...
He's like, I don't like all that stuff, man.
If Terminator.
Yeah. You've been watching Happy Neighbors.
Oh.
I'm Michael.
I'm Tony.
I'm Jared.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Jason.
Michael's son.
See you next time.
We'll see you next time.